morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Joining us today, Charles C. Plummer with Dow AgriSciences.
Carlsey, how does Arylex Active and Nuculex herbicide, how does that benefit our wheat producers?
Well, it's been a while since wheat growers have had new technology in the wheat market. Culex herbicide offers a new active ingredient, Arylex Active, which is the first member of a new chemical family of Group 4 auxin herbicides. Our area has historically been wheat on wheat, causing an over-reliance on the same class of chemistry for many years now. Because of this, producers are not experiencing the herbicide efficacy that they once did. Culex not only has a new active ingredient, but it also provides two modes of action. This allows growers to effectively control many key weed species, including resistant biotypes. Arylex Active is an effective tool for controlling ALS and glyphosate-resistant weeds, such as glyphosate-resistant marestail.
Thanks, Charlsey. For more information on Culex herbicide, contact your local Dow AgriSciences rep or visit FlexibleWeedControl.com.
I'm standing under a very tall bridge waiting to talk about new Culex wheat herbicide with a satisfied user who's about to bungee jump from the top. Here he comes, sir.
Culex lets you plant the crops you want, when you want, while controlling difficult weeds.
What he's saying is that only Culex wheat herbicide combines strength with flexibility, a powerful new active ingredient that keeps your crop rotation options open. Learn more at FlexibleWeedControl.com or visit your local retailer.
Culex!
Strength and flexibility. Good for bungee jumps, good for wheat growers, bad for interviews.
Good day, everybody, and welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. Senate leaders have reached an agreement to end the government shutdown, passing a bill to fund the government until February 8th. The Senate vote was 80-18, with 33 Democrats joining 47 Republicans in voting for the measure. Some speculate that the brief government shutdown, though, harms efforts to pass future legislation later this year, including the next farm bill. And in other news, yesterday, our farm director, Ron Hayes, sat down with Oklahoma director of the Wind Coalition, Mark Yates, to discuss a proposal put together by Oklahoma's wind industry. The proposal relays two options as alternatives to the wind industry's current financial investment in the state, a response to Step Up Oklahoma's plan to fix the state budget crisis, which called for an extra $15 million from the wind industry on top of the ad valorem taxes it already pays. Not only would these options put wind energy on a level playing field with oil and gas, it would also ensure the industry is not subject to double taxation.
If you look at the two proposals, one says, treat us like oil and gas. Let's quit the fighting. Let's create parity. The other is, you know, let's look at the nameplate capacity tax, which would provide over $50 million annual in revenue for the state of Oklahoma and be a much more stable source of revenue for them as opposed to a generation tax.
However, these options would offset the current ad valorem taxes that the wind industry is paying into 23 counties in which it conducts business. Yates says to avoid double taxation, there would have to be some relief to ad valorem taxes in the wind industry's tax structure. This would deprive these affected rural communities of about $9 million each on average.
There's no doubt that there is movement of dollars, movement of local dollars that now go to the state. And for any producer, regardless of who it is, to avoid double taxation, there has to be some offset. Mm-hmm. So again, you know, as an industry, we would prefer things to stay the way they are. We pay ad valorem. It's where we do business. We want to keep those dollars local. But at the end of the day, you know, political pressures of groups wanting to continue to push wind and push wind into a corner. That's where these conversations have ebbed and flowed.
Remember, to learn more on these stories and others that we featured on this program, you can always visit our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com. You got farm news on Ron.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
Superior way.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.